for patients who aren't eligible for a study, don't want to participate in the study, what are you tending to do?
Well, I think, again, you need to assess the patient's status. For example, if you have a patient who may live very far from your clinic, where it might be very difficult for them to make frequent visits to your clinic, it might be a better choice to consider oral agents such as lenalidomide dex that allows the patient to take his drugs at home. He only needs to be seen perhaps every other week for his treatment to assess the toxicities and response, and that may be a good choice. If you have a patient who at presentation has significant renal dysfunction, I would use a bortezomib-based regimen. And the reason is that bortezomib is not metabolized to a large extent by the kidney. You can give the drug at full dose, even in patients with significant renal dysfunction, even dialysis patients. They tolerate it well, and they get good responses. And many of the patients will have improvement in their renal function on treatment. But that's an IV drug, and so patients need to come to the clinic twice a week for their treatment.
But, I mean, a patient, I don't know, I look at these data, and it seems kind of hard to consider anything other than a triplet. I mean, are you really giving doublets off study right now?
Well, that's an interesting question. We don't have solid evidence that these triplets are better. All we have is initial response data. We do not know for sure if that will translate into an improved outcome. And so it's a legitimate question about whether a triplet is better than a doublet. Quite honestly, it may be that sequential use of these agents can give just as much bang for the buck as using them all up front in combinations. We really do not know. The advantage of using sequential agents or limited numbers of agents in sequence is the patient may enjoy just as long a disease-free interval, but generally speaking, they're going to have fewer toxicities because they're not getting all three drugs up front as opposed to getting only one or two of the drugs up front. I think ultimately we're going to need some trials to show us which sequence or combinations are better.